World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
I want to talk about battle ready. I want to talk to you about getting your life moving with supernatural ability, not just natural ability. I mean, natural ability is pretty amazing. Take a look at all the people who've done incredible things with their lives without God. And it gives you kind of a wake-up call that goes, man, if man can do it with the brain God gave him and the body and the skills and the giftedness God gave him, what could we do with God on the inside of us and his ability flowing through us? So I want to just dive into this. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall never pass away. This is really important because if you are going to just be rock solid and to begin to trust, have faith in the integrity of God's word, then you've got to believe the Bible. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but the word of God is under attack. And it's always, you can't believe it. There's just so many ways it's been under attack. And what it does is if you listen to that and you don't understand the lies and the deceitfulness, you know, some people are so naive. They're like kind of a Pollyanna that just thinks, hey, if the government says it, it's true. If the leader says it, it's true. If the news says it, it's true. But lying and deceit and dishonesty are the badges of this world. We see it in international relationships. I mean, they've each got their own secret service people listening to the countries, looking for blueprints of new weapons. They don't want to be left behind. They're trying to turn people on their own government. So you've got double agents. They're trying to listen through technical means to find out what new weapons they've got, what new inventions they've got. They're lying to each other. Then they'll meet in front of a TV and shake hands for the world. And everyone will go, isn't it wonderful that Russia and America and Canada and China and whatever other country that you're thinking that we get along so good? And they're just positioning themselves because the lying and the dishonesty that goes on in this world is staggering. And we can't bring that same look at the world into the Word of God. Because in the Word of God, when men found Jesus as Savior and Lord, they died at the stake for truth. And they wouldn't back away from truth, and they wouldn't lie or be dishonest. They couldn't be told to recant or turn against God. They had found truth. They had found the Word of God. And I want you to understand that why do you listen to the world as though, I'm not saying that everything they say is wrong. I'm not saying that all leaders are bad. I'm not saying that, but I want you to understand this naive thing. That if, you know, that the world is wonderful, if everybody just has money and everybody has food and everybody's equal and has the same outcome in their lives, then everyone's going to get along as though there's no evil, as though there's nothing going on. That's not what the Word of God says. So if you want to grow robust in your life with God and strong and walk in a faith and the power of God flowing in your life and business and health and your mind, the peace, the joy, your family, your kids, your marriage, your sex life, your finance, every area, then I'm going to show you right now a stunning passage of scripture when you understand it. And so many people know the scriptures, but they've never heard the voice of God through it. And so we need to understand as we dive in, and I'm going to just explain two kinds of faith before I get into ours. In the Old Testament, we hear a lot about faith. Now, predominantly, their faith is different than the faith we function in the New Covenant. And I'm not teaching on this, but I'll just give you one example. Every person in the Old Testament that God needed to do something great before they would believe him, that they were called to go be a Samson. They were called to lead God's people out of Egypt through the desert, that Moses was called to take on Pharaoh and tell him. Before anybody did anything, something had to be communicated to their five senses. They had to hear God. They had to see something from God. They had to, you know, taste, touch, whatever. The five senses are the five ways that our brain believes things. And so we call that, and the Bible calls it faith, because they believed and trusted the word of God, but the word of God was spoken to them by an angel. God would speak to them through a burning bush. God would give them a vision in the night that was so clear that, I mean, they would know the dimensions of the boat when it comes to, for example, Noah and the ark, and God communicating to him every dimension, the measurement, the kind of wood. I mean, God spoke to these people with audible voices that their ears heard. Okay, he spoke to them through angels communicating, directing, stopping them, like that prophet Balaam, who was going in the wrong direction. And so an angel stood on the road, and the prophet didn't see it. The donkey saw it, and he stopped. And every person in the Old Testament, okay, had sense knowledge, faith. They believed, but they had to have a miracle. They had to have a sign from God. They had to put a fleece out. If the fleece is wet and in the morning and the ground is dry, I know it's you. Then I want the fleece dry and the ground incredibly wet. Then I'll know it's you. They're always looking for signs so that their five senses would believe. And when you read the Old Testament, it's important to notice that. Now, Abraham is a bit of a transitional case because he believed God. And we have a teaching that Paul gave all through the epistles as to him being the father of faith, because there were things he believed God for that he needed sense knowledge, but then he believed when he didn't have it as well when it came to his son. So I'm just giving you a very fast look at the Old Testament had a sense knowledge faith. And today, many of the pastors I grew up with, they always were seeking and praying for a vision. Jesus, I just want to see you. Oh, I want a dream in the night. I want a visitation of an angel. Give me a burning bush. I heard people pray, Lord, give me my burning bush experience. And in the new covenant, when Thomas wanted that, Jesus said, yeah, I'm glad you believe because you put your fingers in the nail holes and you put your hand in this hole in my side. But he says, blessed are those who do not sense or have to have their five senses. They believe from the heart, because you and I are now alive. And so we live by what is called revelation faith. This is a faith that believes from the heart. The other faith obeyed God once their head saw signs and wonders. And even when Jesus was amongst the Jews, you know, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, they would say to him, well, what are the signs and wonders you're going to do to prove this? And so you and I today need to back away from a lot of Old Testament teaching so that our sense knowledge faith, which is just a human faith, that we've been given the measure of faith. We have obtained like precious faith, like the faith of Jesus. We've been given it. And so now we can communicate to God all the time from the heart. And so our heart is continually communicating with God, not, you know, your spirit man doesn't even have the presence of God in it, like the Old Testament, and they're waiting for an angel to give them direction, or for God to give them a burning bush, or for God to speak to them with an audible voice, or a strong vision or a dream so clear you wake up and you know. We are people who believe, and it's a heart faith. So Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God is speaking to his people all the time, but it's from God's mouth to our heart. Okay? You now have ears, the ears of your heart. So, you know, let him that hath ears hear. And he's not talking about your physical ears. He's talking about you learning to listen from your heart. And now, as you look at God's word, you understand that John 6:63, it says, Jesus is saying, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, or it is the Spirit that brings life. It is the Spirit that explodes life onto the scene like rivers of living water that flow out of your innermost being. The flesh profiteth nothing. Now, the words that I speak unto you, Jesus says, they are Spirit and life. And so the Word of God was spoken from God to the hearts, the ears of 40 different men who wrote the Bible over 1,600 years. And as you and I read it as born-again believers, it is quickened. And God speaks to us through His Word. Holy Spirit quickens that to us, and we can hear and sense the voice of God. The Word just feeds us. And there are areas of life where the Word is silent. Do I take this job or that job? This career or that career? This babysitter or that babysitter to entrust with my children? Holy Spirit will speak to us and guide us in all of these areas.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Do you ever feel like there must be more to life? Do you feel you're capable of so much more? Do you long to see God's miraculous power working through your life? If you answered yes to any of those questions, this series by Leon Fontaine is for you. In this three-part series, discover how Holy Spirit can work through you and how you can gain clear direction for your future.
Join this team, pray for us, believe with us, and Destined for More. This series is about the fact that so many people hit a ceiling and they don't go any further. And we begin to help them deal and dive in an amazing way to rise up and to do greater things.
You are destined for more. Experience the excitement, passion, and joy of being led by the Spirit. Get your copy of Destined for More today.
So how can we as believers walk in a way? Well, I want to interest you in Ephesians chapter 6, because there it talks about the armor that you and I are to wear. And it talks here about this armor, the breastplate, the belt that holds it on, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, your feet shod, the preparation of the gospel, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. This all is him trying to explain to people now that you and I have, we have to guard our heart, because our heart is the power of God flowing. It's flowing out of our heart. Our heart's where we hear God. It flows out of our innermost being. And Jesus was saying in John 7, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. He's talking about this explosion. If you can get a picture of a person standing there, and then now get the Red River and any river you happen to know, and see all rivers, plural, flowing. This power that comes out of one individual Christian when they learn to do heart things. And so one thing I want to really talk to you about today is, for example, Proverbs 4 gives us an Old Testament hint at this. It says, you get into God's Word, I pay attention to my words, listen to it. It says, look at it with your eyes. Keep the Word of God in the middle of your heart, in the midst of your heart. Keep it there. Now, today, a lot of Christians who can't seem to get miracles going, they don't sense His peace, His joy, they're born again, Spirit-filled, go to church for years, they don't see miracles, they don't sense the power of God in their marriage, their business, in their lives, they just want to give up. They say, I don't have enough faith, I know I don't, I know God is good, I know His Word is good, but I just don't have enough faith, there's something wrong with me, and that's a completely wrong direction, okay? When you gave your life to Christ, you have the measure of faith. You've got the faith of Jesus that is transferred into you as a born-again believer. And so let's look instead of, I never have enough faith. Stop looking at that. I think people have gone far too out into the ditch when it comes to, do I have enough faith, and etc. And here it says that it's the Word that's got to be kept in your heart. And then it says it'll find life to those who find them. Now, this life means that the Spirit of God into your career, the Spirit of God in your marriage, the Spirit of God blasting success into you raising kids, the Spirit of God protecting you. Angels can't camp the round about you. It's talking about a level of living that Christians have given up on, and they just see themselves like the world. When you keep the Word of God in the midst of your heart, then it's life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. I do not find in the epistles, which is the teaching of the new covenant, predominantly, I don't find the Apostle Paul urging people to believe. I don't find it now him urging people to, you know, to grow in faith. We've got verses in context that talk about a strong faith and a robust faith and people who are weak. But when you look at it, they've got this incredible ability, but it's got to do with the Word. Now, let me show this to you. You are to keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the forces of life. It says in Proverbs 4. Also, this word forces means your boundaries, the ceiling that you have financially, relationally, romantically, family, every area are determined by your heart. Your heart, this word issues means boundaries. The boundaries aren't set by God. You and the beliefs of the heart. And that's where God's word begins to change you and I. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 is an incredible portion of scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Where is this strength and where is this power? It's not in your head. It's not in your body. It's in your spirit, man. This central area, your heart, is where this power is. And that's why it continually tells you to guard your heart. It says, renew your mind with the word so it gets in agreement with your heart, and establish your heart in grace. So if you're saying to me, Leon, how do I begin to see the miraculous power of God in my kids, my unsaved family, in my health, in my marriage, in our career? And there's just things that we just need help. Good. But when we get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, then it says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, I love the teaching of faith, and I teach a lot on it. But as you look at this, it only talks about faith once, but it talks about the whole armor of God. And then it says you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, then it says that the sword is the word of God, which means the rhema, the spoken word of God, is what the sword of the Spirit is. Now, it doesn't say you need a better sword. It doesn't say you need a bigger sword. It doesn't say you need a longer sword. The sword you have, which is talking about our faith and the word of God that we speak, it's fine. But while you're using the sword, you don't want another arrow to take you out in the head. While you're using the sword, you don't want another arrow to take you out in the stomach, in the feet. And so this armor, it says, is for you to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. That's interesting. Now, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you can stand in the evil day, and having done all, you stand. He can't stop you. In other words, when you do what this wonderful, easy process is to simply, he's telling us that you need to understand what truth is. Not truth according to the world, truth according to the word. What is righteousness? What is salvation? When you understand, he is saying that as you just stay in God's word day after day, week after week, and just stay growing, which is why you need a church that's alive, teaching the word of God, because you can't, faith isn't emotionally being up. Faith is just a natural thing. If you want a robust, powerful, amazing faith, which is the sword play, then let's stop getting injured. What piece are you missing? Do you understand righteousness? Do you understand salvation? Do you understand truth about things? Or are you believing lies? Do you have misbeliefs? Do you have unbelief? It's kind of like I have the strength right now to that table that's behind me to go grab it and lift it across the room. I do. But now if I go over there a second time and try to move it back and I can't move it, it's not that I don't have the strength to move that table. It's that there's some kind of force resisting me. Then I find out, well, they nailed it to the floor while I wasn't looking. So now I've got an opposing force, or they glued it to the wall, or they attached it to something super heavy. So when it comes to using our faith, as we grow in these areas, it's the doubt. The Bible says, speak to mountains and don't doubt in your heart. This doubt that comes from the enemy is easily dealt with as you just stay in God's word every day, learn the word of God, and you begin to wear this heart armor. And as you wear this heart armor, then you make sure you're doing sword play. Well, what is the sword play? Well, the sword of the Spirit, okay, and it's got it on verse 17. So he's talking about put on this armor, which is easy to do. It just means dive into God's word and Holy Spirit will teach it to you. Get in a great church and we in the fivefold ministry here to teach you the word and show you the word. And so dive into the word. And that's Holy Spirit's job. Now, then as you're growing and learning this, you take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, the word there is the word rhema. Now, it means the spoken word of God. Now, graphe is the Greek where it talks about the written word, you know, and it's so. And logos is the revelation. And these are really quick one-liner meanings, but logos is like the revelation, the aha of God's word. And it's incredible and it's huge. But here it's really saying to you and I that if you want to use the sword of the Spirit, it's the word of God praying. It's the you speaking the word of God. And that's what I want to challenge you today, that don't allow yourself to stay living in your natural ability. It's okay. I mean, you can naturally look after your marriage, naturally look after your money, naturally look after your mind, and you have certain success, but you've been called to supernatural living. And this Ephesians 6, 10 and on is a stunning look at how to all of a sudden, and I'm talking to you mature Christians who've been Christians for 40, 50 years, and you can tell me stories of the past. You know what? I love them to build up and encourage you. But now, let's stop playing some game of I have to have more faith, I got to get my faith to work, which you feel like is feeling confident, feeling secure. Oh, I feel energized. And many people get miracles in miracle services because there's a group faith. There's an agreement there that you can see a lot of miracles, and a lot of them can't hang on when Satan reattacks them because they haven't put on their armor. They don't even understand righteousness. They don't even understand the truth of God's word. They don't understand the gospel. They don't understand these things. They don't even understand how to stop any missile he throws at you. The shield of faith, bam, deals with it. But now the sword of the Spirit is you speaking the word of God. And I want to challenge you today that you need to be speaking the word. Speak the word every day. Find promises about righteousness, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I do not, now there is no condemnation to me because I'm in Christ. No more and say that on every day, because some of you are so condemned, you just never feel good enough, never feel strong enough, never feel like you've got enough faith. God is always you. You're so you-focused, and you get your eyes off of you and get it on Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith, not on you, on Jesus. And so this speaking God's word for each of the armor, speak about how that faith is the shield and what I believe stops every fiery dart. And just don't allow any day to go by without you speaking the word of God. You need to get battle ready. You need to recognize that Jesus has done it all. All you have to do is slip into this armor by learning the word every day and continue to use. If all you do is wear your armor and you don't use the sword, you're not taking ground. And so as you get this armor on, continually be speaking as to, in the name of Jesus, our family is blessed, healthy, healed, and whole. My business is prospering. No weapon formed against it can stop it. My marriage is alive and exciting, and the friendship and the romance is from God. And I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of you upon us. I thank you, Father, that we are filled with your words, your knowledge, that you're guiding us every day. Just speak the word in your prayer closet. I can't believe people don't speak the word. It's the speaking of the word that puts the armor on as well and helps you to settle it on the inside. make sure that you are someone who's walking in the strength and the power of God. And it's all been done for you. And so enter this rest by getting this armor on. The enemy then can't touch you. And you can never fail when you do this beautiful, easy thing of allowing Holy Spirit to teach you the word, and your life will change. If you're listening to me now and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, but something is going on the inside, that's because when God's word is being taught, faith begins to come to you and you begin to believe. You begin to sense there's something wrong. I can sense something wrong with me and I need that. Now that's God drawing you to himself. Just say right now, Jesus, come into my life. I accept you. From today and on, I want to be in your family. I want to follow you as my Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Welcome to God's family. Your choice just started an incredible flow of you and God in relationship now. We want to help you with information. Keep watching so that you can learn who you are. Because ahead of you is the greatest life you could ever imagine. Jesus died that you could have life and more abundantly.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media